On his way to that NATO meeting, President Biden also spoke with the new prime minister of another U.S. ally, Israel. Naftali Bennett leads the bloc of political rivals that ousted Benjamin Netanyahu from power over the weekend. But Netanyahu did not go quietly. His supporters on Sunday interrupted Bennett's inauguration speech. Let's listen. Now the new prime minister's fragile coalition turns to the business of governing. Neri Zilber is a journalist and adjunct fellow of the Washington Institute, and he joins us now from Tel Aviv. Neri, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Yes, good to have you. So this is the first time in 12 years that Israel has a new prime minister, and it's led by a right-winger. Tell us a little bit about Naftali Bennett and what's his background.
Well, Bennett is an unlikely prime minister of Israel. We have to remember his party, it's a small pro-settler right-wing faction. They only won about 7 seats in parliament in the last March election. Due to the vagaries of Israeli politics and the parliamentary system here, he ended up on top in a power-sharing agreement with centrist opposition leader Yair Lapid. So Bennett is going to be prime minister for the first 2 years of his government, and then Lapid will rotate in. But Bennett, we have to remember, started his political life as chief of staff to Bibi Netanyahu. But really, the last few weeks, he took the decision, the dramatic decision, to break with Netanyahu and to form this really heterogeneous and almost improbable coalition.
You mentioned under this agreement that Foreign Minister Yair Lapid will become the prime minister after Bennett serves 2 years. Can you tell us more about him?
Well, Yair Lapid, it's interesting. Bennett might be prime minister as we speak, but the real power behind this new Israeli government and the real architect of its formation was Yair Lapid. He's a former journalist and news anchor. He heads the centrist Yesh Atid party. And he really is, at least for what we call middle Israel, kind of the secular mainstream of Israel, now the flag bearer, what he liked to call before the recent election a return to sanity. And so he in this new government, alongside Bennett, will have mutual veto power. And so he's a key figure to keep an eye on, as well as being officially Israel's foreign minister.
Okay. So the first order of business, though, for this new government is passing a budget. There's also several other things on the agenda. There's talk of implementing term limits. But I want to talk a little bit more about how long this will last. This new coalition government has members from across the political spectrum in Israel, including the first Arab party to serve in the government. It only holds the slimmest possible majority in the legislature. So the question on everyone's mind is how long this will last.
So that is the million-dollar question. Look, nobody knows, because this has never really been tried in Israel, a coalition of 8 parties spanning from right-wing pro-settler parties to left-wing pro-peace parties and everything in the middle. And as you mentioned, for the first time, really, an Arab-Israeli party, an Islamist party, has officially joined the coalition government. So it'll be a test. I think there are issues that they agree on, like health and education. We mentioned passing a budget and economics, infrastructure and the like. Those are rather less controversial issues, but there are other more explosive issues, shall we say, like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the Iran nuclear deal, that will be major tests for this governing coalition. But really, I think counterintuitively, this government should likely last longer than people imagine. It's much harder than people think to topple an Israeli government after it's already seated. And politically, all of the disparate parts of this governing coalition, and especially Naftali Bennett, have very good reason to try to make it work. Because as we know, Bibi Netanyahu has not left the scene, either politically or gracefully, and he's lurking in the shadows and is vowing to come back very soon. He said that yesterday explicitly. And so if it fails, the government will not be able to, let's say, deliver on all the promises they've made, first and foremost, getting rid of Bibi Netanyahu.
One other thing that happened over the weekend, Hamas also announced its new prime minister. What does this new Israeli government mean for Palestinians?
Well, there's a lot of skepticism on the part of the Palestinians, both in the Gaza Strip and in the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, and that's understandable. But I think on the margins, there should be at least some room for optimism. It's not just Netanyahu and his right-wing religious parties calling the shots here anymore. And so hopefully they'll work to improve conditions on the ground as opposed to perhaps undermining it or making these grand gestures to annex settlements in the West Bank and the like.
That's Niri Zilber, journalist and adjunct fellow of the Washington Institute. Thank you so much, Niri.
My pleasure, as always.